This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Oh, I don't wanna be a slave to Pharaoh.
I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave.
I
don't wanna go back to Egypt. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave to Pharaoh. I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave. I don't wanna go back to Egypt. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave to Pharaoh. I don't wanna go back to the world. Oh, I don't wanna be a slave.
To the mountains, climb to the mountains. Children, I never came here to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you on the judgment day.
Climb to the mountains, children, I never came here to stay. And if I never more see you again, I'm gonna meet you on the judgment day.
Zibo, I'm gonna meet you on a judgment day. Zibo, I'm gonna meet you on a judgment day.
My name is Kweku Amoyabua. I'm 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in a favor with God and man.
My name is Patience Jampo. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Come, let's go to the house of the Lord." Amen.
My name is Esther Entry. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 25. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Amen.
My name is Christian Osei Bobie. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 56, verse 2 to 4. My slanders pursue me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I am afraid, O Lord, I will trust in you. I trust in God and I'm not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human being do to me? My power test. We will reflect God's love when we are patient with others and accept them.
Mark chapter 10 verse 45. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
My name is Najma Seto Akoto. I am 9 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
My name is Natalia Jenny Boateng. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 119, verse 1 and 2. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the word of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Sophie Nointi. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
My name is Newton Wallace. I am 9 years of age. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth enduring to all generations. Amen.
In our land, stand up and be counted. The time is at hand. Oh, what about you?
Yes, that's the book for me.
Hello, my wonderful children. Happy Sabbath. You are welcome once again to Storytime with Auntie Akia. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 16. By the way, Genesis is the first book of the Bible, precisely the Old Testament. And our story is taken from chapter 16. It is captioned, Hagar Runs Away. Hagar Runs Away. God had solemnly promised Abraham that he would have a son, even though he and Sarah were old. But the years went by, and no child was born. Every year that passed made it less likely that Sarah would have a baby, for she was getting very old. Sarah was sad that they had no child, but she thought of a way in which she and Abraham could become parents. She decided to copy the custom of the people who lived around in order to solve their problem. She would let Abraham marry her slave girl, Hagar. When Hagar had a child, it could count as theirs. Abraham, surprisingly, agreed to Sarah's plan, and soon Hagar found that she was expecting a child. She began to boast and put on airs. She thought she was more important than her mistress now. Can you imagine? Well, at last, Sarah could not bear it any longer. "It's your fault," she complained to Abraham. my slave girl now despises me. Then Abraham said, do as you like with her. I'm tired. Sarah treated Hagar so badly and made her so unhappy that she ran away. Poor Hagar. She wandered for a long time in the dry, hot desert. At last, she sat down by a desert spring, tired and thirsty. Then God, our all-merciful God, who had seen all that had happened, spoke to Hagar gently. Where are you going? He asked. I'm running away from my mistress, Hagar replied. Go back to her, God said. I have heard your tears and cries. I will look after you. You will have a son and call him Ishmael. Hagar thought it was wonderful that God should see and help her when she was just a poor slave girl whom nobody thought important. She called him the God who sees. Then, content, she went back to her mistress, Sarah. Not long afterwards, her son, Ishmael, was born. What a wonderful God. He is the God of all. Those who are both loved and not loved. Those who are respected and not respected. Hagar did not expect God to even see what she was going through. But as you can see, she named him the God who sees. Wherever you are, whatever you go through, my dear little child, know that the God we serve is the God who sees. Our story ends here. We will come your way once again next week, same time with story time. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. God bless you. My name is Auntie Equia. Adios.
Every chapter, every verse, every line, all the blessings of His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Listeners, we are welcome to the moment of truth. My name is Kwabnadan Kwabwati. My sermon is entitled, The Woman at the Well. Have you ever been thirsty? So thirsty you couldn't wait to get a drink? One day when he was traveling, Jesus became very thirsty. Would someone get him a drink? Jesus sat beside the well in the middle of the day. He was very thirsty. He was angry too. His disciples' friends had gone into the town to buy food. But Jesus had decided to sit by the well to rest. Jesus didn't have a bucket with a rope tied on it. So he didn't have any way to reach any of that nice cool water. Maybe someone would come to get water from the well and offer him a drink. Around lunchtime, a woman came to the well. She had a water jar. She was going to get some water. Jesus looked at her. He knew that she was a Samaritan, and he knew that the people of Samaria didn't like Jews, and Jews didn't like Samaritans. Jesus was a Jew, but he liked Samaritans. He liked people of every country. Jesus knew that the woman wouldn't speak to him. She would not speak to a Jew. So Jesus said to her, "May I please have a drink of water?" The woman was very surprised. "You are a Jew," she said, "and you are talking to me. You know that I'm a Samaritan." "That's right," Jesus said with a smile. Then he began to talk to the woman. She was so interested in what Jesus was saying that she forgot to get him a drink. Jesus knew that the woman had troubles. He knew that people didn't like her very much. But that didn't matter to Jesus. He loved everybody. Although he was tired and thirsty, Jesus could see that the woman needed to know about God's love. He wanted to help her even more than he wanted a drink of water. As they talked, the woman told him that she knew God had promised that a savior would come and help people understand about him. Then Jesus surprised her. He said, "I am that savior." The woman was so happy. Jesus was the savior and he was her friend. Quickly, she dropped the water jug and ran back into the town. She wanted to tell other people about Jesus. It didn't take long for people to gather at the well. The woman had
told people all over town about him. They listened to Jesus and invited him to stay with them. For 2 days, Jesus stayed and told them about God's love. Jesus loves and helps all people. It doesn't matter to him where they come from or what they look like. Everyone needs to know about Jesus. You can help by telling others about God's love. You can be loving like Jesus Christ. The memory verse of the story can be found at Luke chapter 8, verse 39, in the New International Version. Tell how much God has done for you. Luke chapter 8, verse 39. The message, we can help others when we tell them about Jesus. We can help others when we tell them about the love of Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the sermons, Father, today you've given to us. We know you are going to be with us. You're going to guide us so that we be like you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.